This is Wednesday, April 24th. What do you believe is the mission God has given you in the world? What does God have for us to do? Now, from the very start, the Lord told Abraham that through him the world would be blessed. How was that going to happen? Well, first, he would become priest for the world. A priest is someone who represents the people before the Lord. The priest pleads the case of the people. You see, God's purpose for Abraham was not only that he would be blessed, but that Abraham would represent the people before him. Now, of course, the danger was that Abraham would think that the blessings of God were only for him, and perhaps we can feel the same way. We who believe in Jesus can think that God's grace is for us. But as with Abraham, God intends to spread his grace through the likes of us. Now here's our psalm for this week, explaining how this is meant to work. Psalm 67, verse 1 to 3. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God, may all the peoples praise you. Yes, that's God's goal in the world, that all people will praise him, will worship him. Now, we know that this worship is not going to be forced on human beings by God. That's not his way. This is a willing worship. And we've seen how this will happen. First Abraham, and then after him, the people of Israel receive and live in God's blessing. Then the world will see this and they'll went in on the blessing as well. Now the Apostle Paul also hoped that when the Jewish people, his people, did not respond to the gospel, this way of drawing them in would work in reverse. He explained it like this: I make much of my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. That's Romans 11, verse 13 to 14. Yes, this is what God planned for Israel and the nations. The nations of the world would see the life of Israel, and then in the Lord, they would see that life, and they would envy that life. At the time of the Apostle Paul, he hoped that the Jewish people would see Gentiles rejoicing, living in the joy of God, and that they too would be attracted to the Lord. Now, of course, for this to happen, the Lord's people have to receive and live in his blessing. And they would have to come to live a life that others would envy. What might that life be like? I don't think God intended the blessing to be primarily material, although this is often what we think. And indeed, the patriarchs, for example, who first received the blessing of God, also experienced a material blessing as well. But they experienced a material blessing because of the spiritual blessing, because of their connection with God, their fellowship with God, and their friendship with God. This created a new connection with God, one not based on their striving as much as in trusting God for his provision and living in his care. Even the law was given to the people for this kind of human flourishing, so that the people would live and enjoy life in the land that the Lord was giving to them. Now we might ask, what is this blessing of God and how can we live in it? Well, first, it is peace with God. It is a peace that changes the basis of our worship and ultimately the way we live. We see this so clearly in what Jesus has done for us, bringing us back into fellowship with our Father God, removing the pressure to justify ourselves, removing a fear of judgment over sin, and creating a new foundation for our lives built on the love and grace that God has toward us. So first, there's a peace that is the antidote to fear and striving. I love the way Paul the Apostle of Jesus explains this new relationship. He said, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. So that's first, this peace with God. And second, there is a wonderful partnership with God. Because of our new peace, because God has made us members of his family, we stop trying to do things for God, and instead we learn to do all things with God. You could say that we join God in his work based on the gifts and calling and passions he's given to us. That is, we come to see the place where we work every day and where we live as a place to enjoy God and join him in what he's doing in the world. Whether our calling is teaching or medicine or law or engineering, all that we do is done in the presence of God and in partnership with God to spread human flourishing so that people might see the goodness of God and give thanks to him. Now, you can see how living such a life of peace with God and purpose could begin to change our world, that people would see your life and they would want in on it too. That is what God planned. In the process, the people of God would share this grace, his love, with everyone around them. This is what Jesus commanded in his Great Commission, to make disciples of this way. And yes, this life at the very start, as we read the book of Acts, even before the followers of Jesus were first called Christians, they were called followers of the way. What has been delivered to us was delivered to Abraham. It is a whole different way of living, one based on the blessing of God, the goodness of God, and the forgiveness that God provides. Now, this seems strange to ask. Are you making people envious? But that was God's purpose in calling Abraham and in sending Jesus to call us, to create a community that so lived in the joy and forgiveness and fullness of God that they lived a completely different life. And that life others would see and desire to share. Our calling each day is like Abraham's, to receive and live in the blessing of God in all its fullness. Let's pray. God of grace, help us to see how we've been forgiven and blessed by you. Empower us by your Spirit to live in your blessing, to enjoy the partnership we have with you in the world. For in your name we pray, amen.